which act as like little telephone switches, PBXs, and we're on the verge of having trunking between different Asterisk servers so that my phones can talk to Gary's phones, can talk to Randy's phones, et cetera, without having to go to a lot of machinations. We just have to have either an escape code to dial to the other places or have exclusive numbers, and we're working out a numbering plan for that, so if people are interested, they're welcome to play. And we'll give them a block of 100 numbers. We've got a pretty much a simple plan for that. Any ham can have 100 numbers. The primary is to have a use your home NTA NXX. So, for instance, if you're 201-445, for instance, at home, and you're the first one who asks for it, you will get 201-445 and 100 numbers in the block that we'll assign you. We hope to have a web server up in a couple of months so you can do self-assignment. You just type in your home phone number, and it will just give you a block of 100 numbers in that subject of being available. With that, we should be able to support about 5 million hams in the North American numbering plan, each with 100 numbers, which is pretty extravagant. You say, what do I need 100 numbers for? You might have 100 functions, not all devices, but functions, and you want to give them a numeric number. But we're also looking at dialing plans that are alphanumeric or even just alpha. In other words, text-based labels. So you could just dial W2TTT home, and either from a directory or from a directory service or whatever, and it would ring home, or whatever I've defined as home would start ringing, and I would take that, translate that to whatever I want on, in my domain space. So that's pretty cool. So I'll have naming domains. Which brings me to my last point. Our good friend Randy W2S is working on two other little things. One is not just a working on the tunneling software, implementing the tunneling software that's been put on WRT54GS routers. It must have a GS version 1 through 3 somewhere in there. And that will allow us to create internet backhauls through, you know, our home broadband to connect our Wi-Fi mesh islands together, so that way we'll have connectivity. Granted, it's infrastructure connectivity, but we'll have connectivity to connect our mesh islands together. And also he's working on a directory service application called LDAP. You can look that up, Lima Delta Alpha Papa. He's working on some LDAP applications, and so we have a directory service for not just our phones, but for all our services and the things we want to do. So it's pretty exciting. And I think with that, I'll take questions. If not, we'll go to the next question.
K2VAR, this is W2LTS.
Mr. Rick, go right ahead.
Just a quick comment on your backtracking with version 0.4, I think it was, and jumping back to version 1 on the mesh. That was exactly how Carl had to get back into Tony's routers. He had locked himself out somehow, and the only way he was able to get in was to backtrack on one of Carl's routers to the older version software, and then go through the browser and navigate through the inside of his browser to unlock them. But it was kind of funny because we haven't gone backwards before, and it was a first, and it turned out that it worked okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, what happened in his case, he had set up as an access point and didn't know how to get out of that, and so that was the solution. Yeah, it was pretty nasty.
Yeah, he managed pulling it together. It was an interesting Friday night seeing things go backwards and then progress forward, but it sounds like it's pretty cool stuff what Randy's working on. I know that there have been a couple of emails with the dialing plans. You guys have put it back and forth. And it's pretty exciting. I'm hoping to get a little time to put some time onto my system and get it operational, but I see what you guys are up to, and I'm kind of following along in the background. And it is very exciting. It's going to be neat to see this all kind of come together in the future and see how it's used. It looks like it's a lot of fun so far. So thank you for putting out all the great information for you, Randy, Carl, Gary, and everybody else that's contributing to it. It's nice to see it running. I'll send it back to Net. That's all I wanted to say. KQBAR.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two separate things. One is the dialing plan, and, you know, I think it's going to be pretty much as I speculated. The directory plan, I think we're going to, you know, as I said in my response email to Randy's counterproposal, that I thought his would be fine. It was a matter of hierarchy more than anything, and I actually liked his refinements. And his will allegedly have tools that aren't even been built to create the textual-based dialing plan if we want to. So I was basically going directly to a text-based dialing plan that was hierarchical so that we wouldn't have to do that translation. But if there are already tools to do that translation and you can keep things from a user perspective in a common domain hierarchy, where it's left-right versus right-left, I think it'll be all fine. So we're kind of boring everybody here with all this nonsense. I'll shut up. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun to see all this stuff mature so fast. And there was a conversation also about security that came up recently. I'll save that for another time. Fascinating conversation on that, along with what further adventures may happen at 3.3 gig. And I'm in the process of trying to either beg, borrow, or finally obtain an 8-gig spectrum analyzer, but that's a whole other comment for another day. Alrighty, with that in mind, K2 EIR, K2BAR, your ball.
Okay, well, I hope K2ZO is still on, because really the question is for him. I have to tell everyone that I think Jim has the best audio that I've heard in a long time. Having heard Jim in person, all I can say is what's coming out of my speaker sounds just like Jim perfectly, and it's very easy on the ears listening to Jim. So, Jim, my question for you is, what rig and microphone are you using? K2EIR.
K2ZO, K2BAR.
K2BAR, K2ZO.
Your microphone and rig is requested.
Say that again. I was out of the room.
Howie, why don't you repeat your question?
Okay, and the backdrop. Jim, your audio sounds just like you in person. Perfect. And it's very easy on the ears. So I'm just very curious what rig and microphone you're using.
This is my handy talkie. Listen to me on 75 meters. You'll hear some nice audio. This is my VR6 with a microphone that I bought off the internet, believe it or not. So I guess it's working okay. That's good to hear. That's all it is. It's just a simple little remote mic, and has a place where you can plug in and use a speaker. And I do that, but I have no name on it. I'm looking at it. It is not the Yaesu mic. Back to that.
Okay. You know, there's no clipping, and it must have perfect deviation. Back to net control, K2EIR.
Okay. Well, very good. That's fascinating. I didn't know that. I'm actually looking for another headset, one I can throw in a box and not care if I break up. So I'm kind of looking for a low-end version of a Heil headset, you know, the $50 version of a Heil headset instead of a $150 or $200 version, you know. That's a whole other conversation. Anywho, Jim, you're, I would not have guessed you're on a handy talkie. Are you using a real antenna?
No, I'm just using the screw-on whip. You got to remember, I am only 5 miles from the repeater.
Yeah, that's true. You're in Washington Township, and probably have a really good clear view. I come out of the meeting, and I look. to the northeast a little bit, and I see, you know, I see the Alpine Tower. So yeah, I guess it's a clear shot in that world.
I hear both of you on the input.
Yeah, I'm on my modest antenna. I don't know if I got the right PL in here. Let me see if I do. Let me try it. Hold on.
But I'm hearing Jim, you know, if he's using a rubber duck, I'm hearing him here with my indoor antenna in Tarrytown.
Yeah, try this, Howie. Do I get stronger on the input this time?
I didn't hear that on the input.
You're not hearing this on the input at all?
Give me another transmission count from 5 down.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is radio 2.
I didn't copy that. By the way, I do have a high noise level here, so it might be that I could hear you if there was no noise, but I hear a lot, even with the noise.
So you hear this on the input instead? I'll try it again. W2TTT. Flipping between two radios, two antennas. You should hear me pretty well on the input on both.
Oh, that time was at 6.
Okay. I'm not sure why you're not hearing me on the other radio, because that should be not only just as much power, pardon me, I got the hiccups for me all of a sudden, but that's on a much better antenna. The antenna I hear all kinds of stuff on from far, far away.
Well, I can only tell you what I observe.
Yeah, this is the radio I don't use for DXing. The other radio I do use for DXing, they run the same power level, about 50 watts. But the other one's on a G7-144 that tops out about 82 feet above my house.
You can try one more time, but I didn't hear it.
I'll give you this radio. You said this is, I'll flip from one to the other. So this is radio 1, and I'll just go to radio 2. And this is radio 2. Sorry about the echo. Yes, I gave you both radios, Howie. This is back to radio 1.
I only heard radio 1 on the input.
Sucks to be me. Anyway, I won't bore anybody any further. All right, anybody else have any questions? This has been a fun net, a little different than most. Only one timeout on the part of your humble net control. So look forward to seeing everybody on Sunday. I'll be there at noon, probably with some goodies to throw out there to peddle. Nothing major, but some stuff. And I'm really excited about the upcoming ham fest season and looking forward to the snow melting so I can actually go do some things in my yard that need doing, which will include some new antenna stuff. My little gazebo-like shelter, which had a tarp over it as a roof, came down because the tarp dutifully held up all that ice and snow, and the whole thing suffered a catastrophic failure. Anyway, it's interesting. So I'm really glad that I'll get a chance to redo that, and that'll give me some chance to, I'm going to put that vertical Omni up I've been wanting to do for a couple of years. I've got it ready to go, and the 41-foot vertical with the elevated radials are going to be on top of the pergola. So it's going to be quite the cat's meow, and we'll go from there. So a lot of antenna work to do this spring, and some work to do, and of course I got this spring and summer, and of course I have a son getting married on June 1st, and a son graduating from high school the day before. Other than that, there's nothing happening at the end of May and early June in our house. So anyway, it's all good. Thank you very much, and wish everybody a great evening. Thanks for joining the net. I will not be at Fairlawn tomorrow night, I don't think, unless my wife collapses and says, go, disappear, I want to go sleep. But otherwise, I will see everybody on Sunday. So, 73 and have a good one. Thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of the repeater, and we'll see you all soon. This is K2BAR W2TTT, signing clear, returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use. Quick, Colin? Sir?
W2ACP. Just a quick one for headsets. I'm using this thing, WhiskeyOscar3Oscar.com. Does some nice headsets for $35 with the cable to connect to most rigs included. Very, very, very good. Worth checking out.
Whiskey Oscar 3 Oscar?
Right.
Okay. And I'm typing that now one-handed. Thank you very much. Let's see. Oh yeah, everybody says it sounds as good as a pro set. Oh yeah, look at that.
I'm using one out of my 7000, and it's over the stock mic, it's hands and feet.
Well, and he sells them already cabled for different radios, so I guess it's not universal with an adapter.
The headset is universal. He just sells the cable, which will basically give you the push to talk and the headset into whatever connection your radio takes. For me, it's a 7000 with the 8-pin modular.
Okay, I'll probably take the Yaesu, because the Yaesu is what is essentially what the Flex uses. Well, I've got two different ones. I've got the Yaesu Round and the Yaesu RJ45, so I guess I have choices.
Yeah, Gordon.
Sir?
MFJ sells something I have here, haven't really used yet, called a Universal Microphone Adapter, I think, or maybe Universal Microphone Converter, and of course you can download the manual. I don't know whether you'd find it worth the $25 to $35 they charge. I don't remember, but you know it has jumpers on the inside, and you can go from a lot of different types of connectors and rigs to others. And so, if you want to keep moving something from rig to rig to rig, that might be the thing to get or to imitate. You know, you read the manual and build your own K2EIR.
Yeah, it's headset, well, maybe. I mean, in all honesty, I can pretty much crimp my own adapters. I mean, I've got a crimp tool, I've got plenty of connectors for RJ45s and RJ21s and RJ11s, RJ14s, those kinds of things. So that part I can do, and of course I can solder the other side to a socket. I like to try to, I mean, unless there's a ruggedness requirement, I generally like to make keep things, you know, independent of the device, so I can, you know, adapt it to other things. But mic, headset mic for Flex, 3,1500, Yaesu 857, 450, blah, blah, blah. And then it says 8-pin mic connector. So if it's in the Flex 1500 or 3000, that's, well, the 1500 I know is a 8-pin, it's RJ45, it's not an 8-pin round, so I'm a little confused as to what they're stipulating here, but whatever. I also have a 5000, so it's not the end of the world, you know, if I get one. But if they come with, you know, just 8-inch connectors, then I can build my own adapter to whatever, I don't care. It's fine. What do you think, Paul?
For me, it was a case of the adapter was a big thing, just because, you know, doing the modular into the, you know, the 3.5 and the standard quarter-inch jack is just a pain. And it looks as if he's done it himself, but he's done it very, very well, in that it's, you know, like the modular plug. He's basically taken a cable, cut it, you know, like 4 inches off, and then splice the other cables in, and put heat shield and over the top of it. So, you know, it's, for me, the cable was the big thing. The headset is, you know, I would say it's cheap, but it's good. My only dying point on it is that the mic is on the left hand side only. It's not interchangeable, which is, you know, not the biggest in the world, but at some point, you know, I will put a new headset in and keep the cable. But for me, you know, $35 with the cable, shipping was cheap, it's worth it.
Yeah, what are the cups? Are the cups like that soft kind of plastic material?
It's the usual vinyl over sponge. You know, it's comfortable. Would I sit for 6 hours doing DX on it? Probably not, but, you know, for general nets and general usage, yeah, it's fine. For the most part, I just, you know, use speaker anyway, so, you know, it's comfort. Is it going to be HAL Top End Pro? I would like it, but at this price, I'll take it.
I guess my question is it the same material as the old style HAL that before they went to the cloth covers, they had a really soft plastic, you know, ear cup. It wasn't the old hard kind of ear cup that would eventually get really stiff and brittle. This was soft. Is it that soft kind of almost pleated looking stuff?
Yeah, it's the soft as opposed to the hard vinyl.
Okay. Then it says it wants they want expedited shipping. Do I really need expedited shipping? I mean, what's tomorrow's date? If I order it now, it'll arrive between, I don't know, where's this thing coming from, do you know?
I can't remember, but I think it was, like, fairly local. I think the guy actually might be down in Pennsylvania somewhere. It's definitely within the U.S. He's ordering the headsets out of China. Obviously, he's doing, I think, everything else local. But not 100% sure, but I think he's in Pennsylvania.
Okay. You know, I'm just going to go buy one. What the heck? You know, why make this hard?
Yeah, guys, don't forget you can buy the cushions for the HAL separately. The question, of course, is how well will it fit whatever you are using it with.
I don't need those. You know, for what this is, this is going to sit in the bottom of a case and just get the Jesus beat out of it, and that's why I don't want to take a HAL headset, you know?
I understand. Okay, I'm going to say very good night to both of you, and Paul, I also hear you pretty well on the input. 73 guys, K2EIR.
Like I said, the only downside is it's left side only. It's not interchangeable, which for me, I would rather have my mic on the right side, but you know what? I can live with it.
Well, personally, I like them on the left, so it doesn't much matter. So we'll try that and see how it goes.
Okay, well, that old friend, back to you, sign off. W2AQP, back to W2TTT.
Okie doke. Very good, thanks, Paul. Anybody else? Okie dokie. Well, that's, you know, it's very, very nice the way this works. And, you know, just getting a simple headset. Yeah, I just wanted something I can throw in a go kit and just not care where it is and how well it's managed. It lives in the kit. I pull a gear out, it all works, you know. It is better that way. It looks like I'm going to be getting one of my, if you remember a year or two ago, I was building Receiver Pros and Atom Processors and Flex 1500s and one of them is being decommissioned, and so I will have the honor and privilege of having a really nice HF radio, in this case a Flex 1500, with a matching computer mounted in essentially a lightning-resistant box. I have to do a little more hardening, but it's been in place for a couple of years now, and it's survived and it's all good. So I have to decide what I'm going to do with it when I get it back, but it is what it is, and it's coming home in the next week or two. Probably 2 weeks out, I'll go get it. So it's going to be fun. I'm going to figure out what to do with the dang thing. I'm actually thinking of making it a remote receiver or even a remote transceiver accessible by maybe even a mesh node network. Wouldn't that be cool? So we'll see. W2TTT. Okay, guys, I'll see you later. Thanks, Paul, for the reference. W2TTT, night, night.
Hey, good morning. Got Ernie over here. Lindbrook, how you doing tonight?
Doing good. How are you this evening?
No complaints. It's Friday. Well, after midnight, but I work nights, so this is my Friday. So looking forward to the weekend.
Oh, I know that shift well. I did it for 9 years, printing company. And I learned to love it so much I still stay up late at night.
Yeah, it's definitely got its pros and cons. You know, get a lot of stuff done in the daytime without having to take a day off, which is good. But on the flip side, you never really seem to, or maybe you did, but I never seem to get enough sleep at one chunk. It's kind of broken up throughout the day, but I guess you take the good with the bad.
All right, yeah, I was just shutting everything down. Came back downstairs and heard somebody, so just wanted to jump in there and know that you weren't alone for a little bit. And with that, I got to get some sleep. 82CWW.
All right, 73. Thanks for picking me up. Have a great night, and hope to catch you again. KD2BRM in the mobile. Have a great night.
You too. Have a good night. KD2CWW clear.
Young Junior Varsity is the last part of the prefix.
Ah, very good. YJV. Okay. I had it as I started the call, and then it left my mind, but nice to meet you here tonight.
Yeah, it's too many letters, you know. I do it too.
It's funny. Some calls I can pick up right away, and then others, you know, it takes many, many, many times. So I guess we all have that same issue. But well, nice to meet you anyway. My name here is Ernie, Echo Romeo, November India Echo.
Yeah, QSL. You said you're over there by down at Kennedy Airport.
Yeah, I'm in Lynbrook right now. I'm heading south on a main road here called Peninsula Boulevard. Heading down towards the JFK area.
Yeah, very good. Making a good trip in the machine. Let me make a quick shout here. I want to see if one of my friends are on. KB2, BOR. You on the air, Rocky? KB2, BOR, KC2YJV. Okay. Huh. All right, so what's new, Ernie? Anything good?
No, not much. Gavin on since 12. I didn't, I gave Rocky a shout a little earlier. I didn't hear from him. So, usually put this on late. Usually seems to be a bunch of guys there. Usually Charlie, right? And one LU. See, that one I remember. That one's easy. And Rocky, I remember, because it's very close to mine. So, but, yeah, it's been quiet. Quiet so far. Just looking forward to the weekend. Looks like we're finally going to get some decent weather, actually.
I haven't heard anybody on you the last couple nights. I actually called Rocky.
Yeah, same here. It's been quiet. I know sometimes, I don't know what time they get on. I know sometimes I hear them a little bit later if I have a chance to run out to the truck. I might hear them out 1:30, sometimes 2 in the morning. But, yeah, it's been quiet the last bunch of nights. I don't know, maybe they're DXing. There's been a lot of action on the higher bands, all kinds of crazy stuff. I got a friend in Kansas, and he texts me every night, but I can't hear half the stuff he hears. You know, he's another 1,600 miles west. He's pulling in Beijing and Thailand and all those parts over there, so I don't know.
All right, well, I'll be out here listening for a little bit. I got to write down some stuff here. Well, I'll catch you in a little bit, Ernie. The operator vector KC2YJV.
Okay, sounds good, Vic. I'll probably be on for another, I don't know, 5 or so minutes. So if I don't catch you again, have a great night. Been a pleasure, and hopefully we'll catch you down the road. KC2, VRM Mobile, standing by.
Very good. Yeah, I'll be out here with you.
KB2TIA.
I texted Jim today, we were talking about it, and I said,
Okay, I might have to take a mental health day, call in work, and we'll go work portable somewhere.
That sounds pretty good. All right, Steve, I'm going to get inside. Be safe in the mobile. I'll be on in a little bit. KB2BOR.
Okay, Rock. KB2TIA mobile. KD2DKO, KB2TIA.
KB2TIA, KD2DKO. How's it going, Steve?
It's going pretty good. I'm about 2 miles from home, and it's a pretty chilly night.
Yeah, I'm wondering how long before this ice finally melts, because it seems, the snow, it wasn't the snow that's been tough to melt. It's when it became ice that it seems to just be there. It looks almost like styrofoam.
Roger that. I got a couple of patches. I still got a couple of mounds on my lawn of icy, snowy stuff. So, anyway, I was going to ask you. I wanted to ask you something, but I can't remember.
No, I ordered one of these, it's a cigarette lighter plug, you know, with the cable, the DC cable. And it goes directly to the T connector that connects to the radio. I think, you know, that'll be a lot easier than at least for the time being, since I don't have a connection to the battery. I could just run it to the cigarette lighter and use the mobile that way.
Very good. That's what was, the splices. I was going to see if you got any use out of them. They come in handy. You know, you can just crimp them so when your electric cords and stuff are too short, you know, for radio use at least, it's good enough.
KB2TIA, KB2DKO. Yeah, no, I did put use to it. In fact, the radio I'm talking to you right now, the Anytone, I had it connected to the DC converter because, you know, I was using black tape. I had it connected to the cable that that Rock gave me, which had the terminals that go right into the power supply. But I said, you know, let me remove the sticky tape. Just I did a real nice splice, so thank you very much for that, Steve.
No problem. I always got little things like that in my bag of tricks. that whole toolbox is just radio-related, and I bring it out and sometimes. Like when I'm portable and stuff, in case something happens, or if there's an antenna party, I'll bring that with me. You never know what you need or what'll save the situation. So that toolbox is set up just for radio. You know, then I have to wait for my house and stuff, but, and my car. But that one, you know, I threw it in there just in case. You know, I didn't know if I was going to install the radio that night with Rocky. If there was time, but we had so much fun, we never got around to the work.
Yeah, Roger that. It's you know, it was good. It's nice getting together and, you know, meeting people that that you talk to all the time. And, you know, people become friends. But yeah, I think it was too cold to do anything that night anyway, you know. It's best to do it like when it starts getting warm. I know it's going to be like 50-something, what is it, did you say Tuesday? I think I heard you with Rocky earlier. Yeah, it's about time, you know. And maybe then you can get under the car and work on it. It'll be a lot easier. Do you have it all planned out with what you're going to be doing for the installation to the mobile?
Well, for the radio itself, I have the perfect spot to put it. And under my passenger seat is a drawer. There's a pull-out drawer. And, you know, it's like a heavy gauge plastic. I could easily drill through that, a couple of holes for my wires. And it's so close to my center console where I have the direct line to the battery, the jack that's in there. There's a. I was explaining it the other day with Charlie. This car has town and country, There's a cigarette light, you know, jack underneath the radio in the front. There's one in the left middle passenger seat. There's an outlet there. And there's one in the center console between the driver and the passenger seat. So that one, the last one I mentioned, goes right to the battery. That's on all the time. So I would hook the radio up to that one, I'm sure, and put it in that drawer. But, you know, then I can't store anything. Currently in there I have, like, a first aid kit and had ponchos for the kids and stuff in case it rains. And, you know, and I keep the scanner in there, which I have set up for, like, all traffic and bridges and stuff.
Yeah, very good. You know, it sounds like, well, he's got the room. I mean, it's a roomy, you know, vehicle's roomy. But, yeah, I guess the advantage to going through the battery, you know, I was to Charlie, I believe, a couple nights ago, and, you know, you're saying that the advantage to go directly to the battery is you get more amperage. But the amps, does it really make that big a difference when you're only shooting 50 watts? I mean, you know, I get like eight amps drawn from the power supply, you know, when I've tested it at 50 watts. And these, you know, these fuses are they're rated for, 15 amps? So I'm guessing the only real advantage is, I guess when you turn off the car, right, if you have the car hooked up to the cigarette lighter, when you turn off the car, the cigarette lighter, doesn't it always stay on, as opposed to if you're going directly to the battery and where it would shut off? Or am I right?
I don't know if somebody's trying to get in there or if the repeater's acting up. The one in my center console stays on all the time. The other two shut off when you shut off the car. So the one in the center console is the one I'd want to use because that's obviously a direct feed to the battery. The problem with that is if I accidentally leave it on, which happened one night, and by the time I got back to the car, it was like 14 hours later, and I see the radio on, and I'm like, oh, my God, you know. So I was like, I hope my battery starts. But it did. It was no problem. But I'm thinking that, you know, that's the one to go to, and it's so close, obviously, to the passenger seat. Being the center console, that's the place to go. The only thing I really haven't decided on is where to put the faceplate, you know, the separation kit. That's the only thing I'm not sure where to put it, because it doesn't seem to really be a convenient spot, and I don't want to put it up like high on the dashboard where, one, it's so visible, and two, it'll be beaten by the sun. So, you know, I got to look around and see where I want to put it, and have the mic still be handy also. KB2TIA Mobile, I'm in front of the house, Carlos, so I'll wait for your final.
Hey, Steve, before you go.
Go ahead, Charlie.
I just read a Facebook post. Do you have an off-center fed dipole up?
No, I have one. I also have a 20-meter delta loop. I got all kinds of dipoles with different bands.
What was that, a previous antenna that you had up for a while?
That was the first one I had up here. That was what I first worked off of, was that the Wyndham, the off-center fed Wyndham. And that was up like 14 feet, and I was working all over the world.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, let's try to work each other on that, since they're both horizontal. But since you don't have it up, I'll talk to you later when I get in the car, if you're still around. And good morning, Carlos, and good morning, Rocky. This is N1LU.
Let me see if I have it.
Charlie, the audio sounds really incredible today, as opposed to the other night. I don't know if you did anything or if you're just talking louder, but it's coming really good. 70 degrees to you, Steve. I hope to hear you a little later. KD2DKO.
73 for now, Steve. Good morning, Charlie. Good morning, Carlos. Just a little tied up over here. KD2BOR.
Charlie, that one came down early in the year. It was like a nor'easter or something, some kind of storm we had, and it took out that antenna, and I just never got it back up again. That was in 2011 that was up, and it hasn't been up since. So, actually it was 2011 sometime. right, let me go in the house. It's freezing out here. KB2TIA.
Okay, very good, Steve. Carlos, the only thing I'm doing different is I'm talking well off the microphone. I was up on top of it the last couple of times. And I was talking to Paul, AC2T, last night, and I backed off the mic, and he said it sounded fine, so I'm about 8 inches away from it now.
JC2YGV.
Is that Vic? Acknowledge Vic. Yeah, it sounds really good, Charlie, whatever you're doing. It does a great distance and great audio. You're speaking low, and it's still coming in booming. So, I'll pick it up there, Vic.
Good evening, gents. Rocky, if you hear me, I called you on the phone today, so you'll probably get a message. I just wanted to jump on and say good evening to everybody.
Morning, Vic. I'll catch you guys from the car in a little while. N1LU will be clear.
Morning to you, Vic. I haven't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. KD2DKO.
Yeah, I was on a couple nights in a row. I didn't hear anybody even out here. And I had it on tonight, just listening. And heard you guys out here, so I wanted to jump in and say hello.
Very good. What radio are you on right now, Vic? It sounds a little like you're in the background. Are you close to the mic, or it sounds almost like the gain is a little low.
How's that any better?
Give me a little more chatter here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It might be the battery slow on my microphone.
You know what it sounds like almost? It sounds almost like when somebody records something off a telephone. You know, I mean, not to that extreme, but it sounds a little like that. Roger, I can hear it fading.
Yeah, it should be all right now. Let me see here. Wait a minute. All right, that might be a little too loud, though.
It sounds almost like, I don't know how to describe it. It sounds like almost what you just did, like it might be a little over-modulating, but it still has like that hollow telephone-like sound.
All right, that should be a little bit better for you. I forgot I had the EQ off.
There you go. That was the difference right there.
Yeah, every now and then when I'm on HF, I shut off the EQ, and I keep forgetting to turn it back on.
Very good. Yeah, much better.
So how's everybody doing? All right, I hope.
They're doing good. We had a little eyeball there last week at Rocky's. Rocky was there, and Steve, KB2TIA, showed up, and Paul, AC2T, and also Chris, KD2CWW.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to do anything, really. You said I've been busy. It's been a little bit crazy. We got a guy coming down Saturday night to look at this setup that I have here. Because I'm selling the whole station, getting a new one.
Very good, yeah. I just ordered a mag mount antenna. It'll be like the first mobile that I use. You know, it's a tram 1185. You know, it's nothing big, but you know, it'll at least allow me to get on the road. You know, whenever I do, I can just pick up the 261, the Kenwood, and try that out.
Yeah, QSL sounds good. Yeah, I just got to replace the battery in this microphone before the guy looks at it. I don't want him to think something's wrong with it, but I'm testing an FT2000 that I have on the bench, and I think I'm going to keep that one and sell this one. Even though there's nothing wrong with this one, I wanted a bigger HF rig.
Very good. Which one did you have you decided which one you want yet, or do you know?
Yeah, it's sitting on the side over here. It's a Yaesu FT2000.
Very nice. It's a major leaguer.
Yeah, it'll do the job. But I can't have 15 gazillion radios, so I got a guy coming to look at the TS-2000. I'm going to get rid of it with the MC-60 mic, the Signalink VHF, UHF watt meter, the triplexer, the programming cable, and the software. So, and if he has a 1350, he has it. If he wastes my time, I tell him to have a nice day.
Yeah, have you decided to downsize? Is that the reason, or any particular reason?
No, I wanted to get a bigger HF rig and just put a regular PHF, UHF in here. So I have two separate radios. But I wanted a bigger HF rig, so the FT-2000 is a much bigger rig. And the TS-2000, even though it's an all-mode and it's a great radio, I mean, I'm on it now. Spoiled, I guess, you know. Move on from one thing to another.
KT2YJV, KT2DKO. Yeah, it's a Roger. I know that the Rockies put some of this stuff on eBay, and that's, you know, that's good. You know, I know how things can pile up. I remember from the 11 meter days, you start getting things, and before long you realize, hey, you've got enough stuff. You know, back then there was no eBay, but today you can just put stuff up there and put it to better use. Get brand new stuff that you need. You know.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, this rig's only like a year and a half old, and it works good. But let me switch mics here. It's a battery on this one's going dead.
That's a Roger. Well, I'm going to be on the side here because I'm going to take a little trip to the men's room, and I'll be back in a few. But, yeah, you know, hang in there. I'm sure we're all getting ready for Charlie's road trip. KD2DKO, I'm going to be on the side.
KC2YJV.
Oh, that's that D104 sound.
Yeah, I gotta cut it back. I'll be right with you.
Ready, KD2DK, I'll listen.
KC2YJV listening. Alright, how's the audio on this?
Sounds better.
All right, KC2YJV, I just brought it up a little bit. Yeah, the other mic's got just the MC60 has just the double A's in it, and they've been in there a long time, so I guess it's time for them to be changed out.
What's the life expectancy of the battery?
A lot shorter than what I've had it in there for, that's for sure.
What would you say, about a couple of months?
No, I've had them batteries on the bench here at least 2 years. And then I threw them in the mic. So, they've done their job.
That's a Roger. Well, then you can't complain. Got good use out of them.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. How does mic sound on the radio?
Sounds good and bassy. In fact, the audio's it's pretty gets down to around Charlie level. You know, when he starts talking in that deep voice. Only on that mic though. The other mics that you were using, it sounded more like mid range.
Yeah, that's the MC60. It sounds like that. Yeah, this one's the Lollipop D104 that I have on it.
Yeah, that's almost on the verge of not quite overmodulating, but or distorting. You know, it's not. It's just loud. It's just booming loud.
Yeah, let me cut this thing back a little bit while I'm talking, so I can hear how it's going. Wrong way. Way wrong way. All right, that should be a little bit better right there.
That's about right. I think the way you were going before, you could hear all the background. Now it's fine. Just you and Perk.
Very good, thank you. Yeah, it's a pretty good size room, so the any bit of noise bounces off the walls here. KC2YJV.
KC2YJV, KD2DKO. I'm looking looking to see if maybe I can find a speaker, a little, I guess maybe like a 4-inch speaker that I could use as an external speaker with this Anytone that I've got, and maybe put this one that I currently have, which Charlie gave me, use that one in the car. So if you know of anything, you know, if you can recommend anything that's about, you know, 4-inch size speaker, just let me know of it.
Yeah, KB2MMR, a friend of mine picked one up. He drives in a Wrangler, which has a lot of background noise. And he went over to Radio Shack and picked up the Radio Shack amplified speaker. So it's literally the speaker itself is amplified and has a volume knob and stuff on it. That seems to work really well for him, even when he's shooting HF from the Jeep. So that's probably your best bet right there.
All right, I'll definitely look into it. Thanks.
No problem. Who else is out here tonight?
I don't know if Charlie's down in the car yet. I know that he went into the house, and I believe Rocky is working on a vehicle around the side, but I'll be here with him next 10 minutes. Anyway, I'm going to make that run that I didn't do earlier when I was doing the audio test there. Okay, so I'll be on the side, and I'll be back in about 10. This is KD2DKO.
Very good. Shortly, TKO, KC2YJV.
Good evening, Vic. I got to do the same run Carlos is doing. I'll be right back. I was busy before. I had to use the red wrench to get an oxygen sensor out of a pipe. KD2BOR.
Very good, Rocky. No problem. We'll be out here listening KC2YJV. N1LU from KC2YJV. Charlie, you on the road yet?
KC2YJV, N1LU mobile. Just got on the road. It'll be a little rough in the beginning, but I'm here. Good morning. Good to hear you, Vic. It's been a while.
QSL. No, you're loud and clear, man. A little scratchiness behind you, but nothing major. You can tell it's from the distance, but the scratchiness. But other than that, you're 100%. No problem whatsoever. How's that other radio treating you?
It's doing very good. Very good. I'm having a great time with it. I picked up a boom mic, and I just got my pop screen yesterday. So I got a nice little station there.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, we look forward to hearing you out there on HF one of these nights. But, yeah, I'm getting rid of this station here because I got a FT2000. Going on the station bench there, Roger.
Climbing a hill right now. Do you have it sold or you're trying to sell it?
I got a guy coming down. I told him $1,350. I'll take $1,300 for it if he has it. But it's going as an all-in-one station. It's going to have the MC60 mic, the radio, the programming cable, the software, the signal link for digital, the triplexer and the VHF UHF watt meter.
Which watt meter do you have on that rig?
I have the Diamond Sierra X-Ray 400, DSX 400. It's good from 140 to 525. D104 Lollipop with the EQ on bass boost, so it gives me a little bit of bass and not too much tinniness before I had the EQ off. And it was a little bit tinny with the old batteries in the MC60, so I got to change those out.
Okay, so that MC60 is a nice mic. Excuse me, I just got picked up an MD100 for my 857. That's actually what you heard me on this morning. I've only had it for a day or two, so I'm just trying to get used to how to talk into it, how far away to be, what settings to have it on. But Carlos said it sounded pretty good.
Yeah, Carlos is right. Sounds good. Sounds very good.
I know it's a little rough from where you're at getting into the repeater sometimes, but I'm sure as you get closer, it's going to get louder. I mean, you're 100% understandable. Just you could tell that you're in, the signal's bouncing in the distance, you know what I mean?